You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Rolling back in here on Sports Talk, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long taking you up till 8 p.m. We're going to keep on LSU. I want to talk about Garrett Nussmeier for a minute. You know, Brian Kelly talked a good bit about, okay, you know, the experience coming back for year two. We've seen it, Joe Burrow year two, right? Obviously blew up in that 2019 season. Jaden Daniels year two looked like, I wouldn't say looked like a different guy, but looked like a much more composed player because he was, right? Going through the fire of an SEC season for that first time, like you can look really good, but there's going to be moments where it gets away from you. And I think we saw that in a few games last year. So there's reason to think, hey, okay, Garrett Nussmeier, we feel like he has the talent. He can come back. He can succeed. But to me, what stands out about Garrett more than just the talent is, you know, he wants to be here, right? Like he embraced LSU. He showed up in 2021. Like the idea that he's still around after not having a starting job for the first several seasons, like that's rare in today's college football, that a guy even gets that long into his career with one school that you can say, oh, it's year two. I mean, even Jaden Daniels, Joe Burrow, those guys were transfers. Garrett was all LSU the whole way through, and it's easy to root for a guy like that. It's why it was easy to root for Miles Brennan. It's a bummer that Miles really never got a legit shot because of the freak. And when I say freak injuries, I mean some of the craziest. They literally had to invent a new procedure to treat one of his injuries the year he was the starter. And then he messed up his throwing arm preparing for a fishing trip in flip-flops. Like, that's how his career ended. So we never really got to see. But this year with Garrett, you know, like, I think it is kind of a win one for the Gipper type situation. And you are in a situation where you have the talent, you have the quarterback, you should have the defense. I don't know. I'm excited for Garrett.
No, I'm right there with you. And Brian Kelly said it in his opening statement that, I mean, Garrett Nussmeier is LSU.
Right.
He embodies everything that you want from an LSU Tiger, from a Louisiana native. And you're expecting him to take a major leap. Now, if you talked to Garrett, which Mike Dottiglia and I did at the Manning Passing Academy, he said that he's not really putting himself next to Joe Burrow or Jaden Daniels as far as the year two leap. He just wants to be the best Garrett Nussmeier possible. And I think that's still going to be a very, very, very good quarterback in 2025.
Yeah, I don't think it's about comparing him to Jaden or Joe, but I think that the year two leap is a real thing. And with that in mind, let's listen to what Garrett had to say today at SEC Media Days.
Garrett, what do you like to tell people about this LSU team and the wide receivers and also about the running game this year that might be different?
Yeah. Well, for one, just in general about the team, I think it's the closest team that I've ever been on at LSU, just as far as the brotherhood and the camaraderie within the locker room. As far as the receiver room, I mean, I don't think that we have a receiver that runs over a 4.44. So that's exciting. A lot of versatility and a lot of speed. And, you know, the run game, I think, has been a big emphasis for us and improving in that area. And I think you'll see a lot of versatility just as far as getting guys the ball in different ways.
Right side, third row.
Garrett, you guys added both Nick Anderson and Bauer Sharp from Oklahoma. What do both of those guys add to you guys' offense?
Yeah, I mean, both of those guys are unbelievable players. And so I'll say for one, Bauer has kind of added another level of backbone to our offense and that type of mindset that he has. You know, he's ready to take somebody's face off, and he can make plays, and he's electric with the ball in his hand. And Nick, on the other hand, is around the same way. You know, he's very electric, very, very good football player, and makes plays on the ball in the air that are unbelievable. And so for him and me, it's just been about getting our chemistry down and the timing and getting on the same page with things. And, you know, that's what the summer's been for and the spring ball. So very excited for Nick. Looking forward to what he's going to be able to put out this year.
Second row.
Gary, you're going into your second full season as a starter. Talk about just how much you've learned and developed personally as a player. Obviously, you guys have big goals as a team this year, but you as a quarterback.
Yeah, well, you know, for one, just having last year to be able to go back on now and watch, you know, study. This entire offseason has been about that for me, just watching all parts of the game, you know, seeing the areas where I need to be critical on myself on and improve at, and, you know, whether it's taking care of the football or using my legs more in situations that I need to. And but it's also been about, you know, seeing the things I did well also, you know, having confidence in that and confidence that this is what I was able to do in year one, and now it's just all I got to do is raise the floor, and I think that you know, obviously my goals are our team goals, and so I think that me being the best version of myself that I can be will hopefully lead us into the team goals.
Right side, fourth row.
Hey, Garrett, it's Jada Ferris with WAFB in Baton Rouge. You said a couple weeks ago, you're not Joe, you're not Jaden, I'm me. How important is individuality to you, especially letting people know the kind of quarterback you are?
Yeah, it's huge to me. You know, I think, you know, obviously with the track record that LSU quarterbacks have in the past, it's not a thing of disrespect. You know, I have a lot of respect for Jaden, a lot of respect for Joe, and what they were able to accomplish in their second years, and also, you know, respectively in their first years as well. But, you know, as I've said before, you know, at the end of the day, I'm me. You know, I'm Garrett Nussmeyer. I'm a son of Christ. I'm a follower of God, and that's who I am. You know, that's who God made me to be, and I'm worried about improving myself, being the best that I can be in order to help lead us to where we want to go.
Third row in the middle.
Tyler Shaw with KBTX and College Station. Just curious your thoughts on Marcel Reed, and you kind of worked with him with the Manning Passing Academy. And did you guys also talk about the game last year?
Yeah,
in college.
Not too much. I might have made a couple jokes in there. I think I told him that I gave it to him or something like that. And I was like, you're welcome, or something like that. And we had a laugh. But he's a good football player, obviously. You know, he can make plays with his feet and also with his arm. And so very excited for him. He's a great dude, great person. I'm looking forward to watching him this year.
Middle, fourth row.
Trevor Denton, Way 31. What excites you the most about getting another opportunity to play in Tuscaloosa, but yep, this time as the starting quarterback?
Yeah, you know, obviously Bryant Denny, I have memories of, you know, when I was a kid, you know, being around that building and that stadium. You know, my dad was there, and some of my greatest experiences of my childhood were while we were with Alabama. So there's a lot of, I guess, backhanded love. You know, it's a hatred, but it's also, it'll always hold a special place in my heart. And so anytime I get an opportunity to go back to a place that I lived and play on that field, you know, it's the same when I was able to go back to Gainesville last year and play in the Swamp. You know, I have memories playing there. I have memories, you know, training on the stadium field and things like that. So it's really cool. Something that helped me a lot, you know, when I was younger is having those experiences and no moment being too big because I was blessed enough to be around the game and things like that. So obviously very much looking forward to going back to Tuscaloosa this year.
Front row. And then pass it to your left, both of you.
Hey, Garrett. David Kloniger, Charleston Post and Courier, out of the South Carolina LSU game last year.
Yeah.
Had a lot of close plays, some flags that people still question. What do you remember about the game and then the hit on you that wiped a pick six? What do you remember about that play in the explanation?
Yeah, I mean, that happened for sure. But I also remember getting the ball back on the 50 and taking it down and scoring to win the football game. So at the end of the day, the LSU Tigers won. And so obviously that was a great environment, really cool experience. You know, it was loud. It was electric. It was really cool. And so a great memory for me, you know, my first road win as a starter, first road win. So exciting. And, yeah, the hit happened. You know, it is what it is. So
front row.
Dick Cox with Lindy Sports and Cox Sports Broadcasting. Your season's opener is being battled, the battle of the Tigers for the battle for the real Death Valley. And it's even thrown in now with you personally about you versus Clay, Club McNair, that both of you are listed the top of the All-American list, though. But what's your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, for one, at the end of the day, it's the LSU Tigers versus the Clemson Tigers, and that's what I'm focused on. You know, and there's no me versus Cade or anything like that. Cade's an unbelievable football player, and he's a very special talent, and Clemson's a very good football team, and that stadium is a very, very awesome environment as well. So I'd say it's more of a welcoming of that opportunity to be able to go into a place like that on primetime television at 7 o'clock and, you know, just put it all out there. You know, I think there's been an emphasis for us as a team, a total switch of mindset to go 1-0 and to focus on that. You know, there's no hiding from the fact that we've lost the last five openers, and that's something that we've acknowledged and we've accepted, and I think we've changed the way we think in order to make that correction.
Right side, second row.
Alex Byington on three. You room with Arch at the MPA. Just from what you know about him personally, what are your thoughts about him taking over as the yeah. QB1? And in general, the quarterback class here in the SEC this year, Arch, you, Lenoris, several others, to yeah. be a long list, but what do you think about the class in general?
Yeah, no, obviously I love Arch. He's a great dude, great player. No, I'm really excited for him. He kind of went through a similar experience that I had to go through and waiting for your time and, you know, waiting for your opportunity. And I think that, you know, he's very prepared. Obviously, he comes from a very prestigious family who understands the game very well, more than most, yeah, obviously. But I'm very excited for him. I think he's going to do very well. You know, his mindset is great. You know, he doesn't feel like he's earned anything, even though I believe he already has, you know, because of the type of player he is. So I'm excited to watch him go prove it, and I'm really rooting for him.
Left side, back row.
Garrett, kind of along those same lines with Lenoris Sellers, obviously you've seen him in SEC play and at the Manning Passing Academy. Just what is your evaluation of his talent as a fellow SEC quarterback?
Yeah, he's an unbelievable player. You know, his ability to extend plays and make plays outside the pocket is special. You know, and also, you know, I think some people don't realize how good of a passer he is as well. I mean, he's a pure thrower of the football, and he can rip it. And so he's a great dude as well. I'm getting to spend time with him as well at the Manning camp and get to know him. And so another player that I'm really excited to watch this year, and you know, hope he has a great season.
Middle back,
Garrett, highly successful first season as LSU starter. What have you been focusing on as far as improving your game this offseason?
Yeah, well, I think for one, you know, there's no hiding from the turnovers, you know, and I think it's more of an understanding of, you know, the way I am as a player, as an anticipation passer. You know, there's going to be some interceptions. The ones that I need to eliminate are the ones that don't need to happen, the ones where I'm trying to do too much, the ones where I'm trying to make a play when I don't need to. And I think it ties into my growth as well, and I've really bought into trying to change my body makeup and being able to be more durable, to be able to run, to be able to make plays with my feet as well. And I think, you know, there are times last year where I may have made a mistake that if I would have just put my head down and gone and got back to the line of scrimmage or went and ran for 3 yards and slid, it would have been a different outcome. So all of them tie together. And there are also other many ways that I'm trying to grow as well and be better as a player. And as I said before, it's more about just becoming more well-rounded and raising the floor.
One last question real quick, second row.
Kibi Huggins, WFB Baton Rouge. Chris Hilton, you guys both came in together, both in your fifth years, but this is the first year you finally have a fully healthy Chris Hilton. What should we expect out of you guys this year?
Yeah, you know, I think last year, if you'd asked me the same question, you know, everybody was raving about how good of a player Chris was. And, you know, the injury that caused him to not be able to show everybody kind of was a setback for him. And, you know, I'm super proud of him and the way that he attacked his rehab and getting back. And I think at the end of the year, you saw the Chris Hilton that we were talking about. Chris is a special player. I mean, his speed on top of his quickness and his catch and run ability on top of his ability to go make plays in the football, it's special. You know, obviously, Chris, I came in with Chris out of high school, and he's somebody that I'll always have a good relationship with, and I'll always be rooting for him. But I think what you're going to see this year is more of a complete Chris Hilton, you know, and he's really, really, you know, just bought into continuing to get better, to continuing to build off the confidence that he gained at the end of the season last year. And I think Chris really, I mean, if you look at all the healthy games Chris has played, I mean, my first start in the ReliaQuest Bowl in 2023, and then, or I guess it was 2024, and then you look at the last three games of last season and even the bowl game this year, I mean, Chris was able to make plays vertically every single time, and not only vertically but also intermediate and even in the quick game as well. I mean, I think he has really grown as a complete and total receiver.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
All right, that was Garrett Nussmeier, LSU's superstar quarterback. Is he a superstar yet? Is he just star? Have we added the super yet? I'm not sure.
I think so. I mean, if you're talking about the top five quarterbacks in college football entering 2025, okay. I think Nussmeier's in that conversation.
Okay, then superstar quarterback. Garrett Nussmeier. And I know he doesn't want to be compared to Joe Burrow, but when you hear him talk and you hear the way he is described by his coaches and his teammates and the work ethic and the leadership and showing up to practice, being a coach's son and just showing up and saying, what do I, like looking for things to improve on every day and leading by example, it reminds me a lot of Joe Burrow. And obviously there's a talent level that you have to match, but like just from a mentality and from a perspective situation, I can see the comparisons and it's going
to
happen.
It's extremely easy to root for him too. Yeah. Very, very good, down to earth, humble kid. Just speaking with him. And yeah, Nussmeier, like you said, he wants to be the best version of himself. He doesn't want to really compare himself to Burrow or to Daniels, but we'll see what he can end up cooking up in his second year, because there is that recent history there that every LSU fan has in their mind of the year two leap for these talented young quarterbacks. We'll see if Nussmeier can make it.
Yeah, and I mean, he's going to do the work. Like, that's one thing that I never questioned about Garrett Nussmeier. He's going to do the work.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.